So I bet you have a song about that.
Well, I actually have a couple of songs about that. In a democracy, there is supposed to be a sense of public accountability, that the people that we vote into office represent what the people actually want. We're coming to see more and more that, in fact, that's a bit of an illusion. The people who are in power have learned very well how to keep power and how to manipulate the news and how to manipulate even facts. We think a fact is a fact, but facts can be slanted in different ways to make us think and feel different things. And then sometimes it seems that they can just outright lie and get away with it these days. A few decades ago, a lie from a person in public office would mean their instant dismissal or resignation. And we have seen blatant lies from people in power recently, and not only has nothing happened to them, but they've carried on to do what they wanted to do as a result of their lies. The biggest issue that is in that line is, of course, the Iraq War, which most people did not want, that was not connected to 9/11, Saddam Hussein, and Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. In fact, he did not get along with Osama bin Laden. They had all sorts of religious and political things that divided them. So he had nothing to do with it, and yet 9/11 was used as an excuse to invade a country that had not, in fact, attacked any Western country, and also was not likely to. So facts were manipulated, people were manipulated, the media was manipulated, and next thing you know, we had a war. And no one was ever held accountable for that. The problem with that was not only that it led us into a war, but that it changed the culture of politics and seemed to say that manipulation of truth is an okay thing if it serves your ends. One of the things that offended me most about the way that that war was sold was the two people who were selling it, Tony Blair in Britain and W. Bush in the States, were both public Christians. And both of them at some point in selling their war said that they consulted with their God over it. And it made me wonder who that was that they were consulting with, because I don't remember Jesus of Nazareth saying anything like that. That's where this song came from. And also the sense that once you start lying, you've broken a bond of trust between communities. To lie about something as important as a war, when you're sending off young people to give up their lives in a cause, you really need to be telling them the truth about why they're doing that. When you take into account the civilian casualties in Iraq, it's overwhelming and appalling. And it's not just about somebody else's children being killed. It has an effect on every human being in the sense that we're all interconnected. And if we give our consent to lies, we're only going to get more lies. If we give our consent to the killing of innocents, then we're just going to get more of that. And it's just the way energy works in the world. And so to stand up at a certain point and say, this is not acceptable, that we need to speak truth about what's going on in public policy. We need to speak truth about war and peace. And I'm not saying there's never a case for going to war. Perhaps there is, but that wasn't it. But we need to know what it is. We need to speak truth to each other in our private lives. And certainly if you're going to be a public face of religion or a faith, perhaps you should speak truth about what that religion and the leaders of that religion actually said and actually stood for. But as far as I'm concerned, Jesus of Nazareth, who was called the Prince of Peace, was not a warmonger. And that comes through in this song. This is How Many Wars? On the Pocketful of Rhymes album.
Take a field of ignorance, plant it full of fear, water it with semi-truths, watch hate grow from year to year. Watch it spread from field to field by seed and hidden root. And then we gaze so sad amazed to harvest bitter fruit. How many wars? Based on how many lies, how many times can we justify our tightly closed